That's the sugya we're learning. So yesterday we learned the shit of Rav. Rav learned that Afikoma means taking out the kelim to go from A to B. And you're not allowed to do that after eating the Afikoma. After eating the Pesach, sorry. You're not allowed to do it after, you're not allowed to take your kelim to eat elsewhere after eating the Golden Pesach. Why not? I mean, you can't even eat cucumbers elsewhere. Why? You can't eat the matzah elsewhere. You can't eat the Pesach elsewhere. But why can't you eat even cucumbers elsewhere?
Because then you might come to eat.
Oh, very good. Exactly. You might come to eat the Pesach elsewhere. That was the chiddush of the Mishnah Lefi.
Is it after eating or during eating?
After eating.
So during eating you...
No, also not. Yeah. Along came Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Reb Chanina. They all said that there's not pshat in the Mishnah here. Pshat in the Mishnah is that you're not allowed to eat anything after eating the Golden Pesach, even if you're eating in your own home. Why are you not allowed to do that? That's where we're up to. Why are you not allowed to eat anything, even in your own home? No issa, based on Rebbe of Shimon. So what's this issa now? What's this issa of eating anything after you've eaten your Golden Pesach? So we're holding in Rash Bam, Kigoyin, Avdalai Li. You can't dessert. So what's dessert? Avdalai, we said some type of mushrooms. For me, for sure, you see mushrooms for dessert. Or young pigeons for Rav. Zodrash Bam. Rav Shmuel. Lerav, or Gazai Abba means Lerav. So Shmuel have a regular oil. Shmuel used to eat the quinoa suda for dessert, kamhen or pitches, different types of mushrooms. Rav Rogelechol Achasudos and Rav used to be eat after his meal gezelos young pigeons. So that's what they used to have dessert. Now if I'm telling you, you don't do that. The Loshen Afikoman. So what's the word Afikoman mean? Oitzio Reviu Mine Mitsiko. Afikoman means bring out, go out and bring in to the something sweet. Afi means go out, I guess. Come on, bring in things sweet. Also, Shmuel and Ema, and Shmuel meant to say that Pshat and the Mishnah that is to like me by it. Not only it goes without saying Shelo Yakeo Mishibu Chaburoso Yilachaburaches. So you can't pick yourself up and go from one chabur to another chabur. That goes without saying. And Afilo Bechaburoso. Even to stay within the same chabur, also lechel klum achar Pesach. It's forbidden to eat anything after the Pesach. Why is it forbidden to eat anything after the Pesach? So yoivad mimenu tama Pesach. So that you shouldn't lose the taste of the Korban Pesach. And you din. When is this makori? When is the makori for such a din that you have to have a taste of the Korban Pesach?
Where's the...
You have the answer. It's a question on that, if anything. He's saying, where's the makori that you have to keep the same taste of the Korban Pesach? Where's the makori for such a din? Why is it okay that you have to taste and say, I have to have the taste of Pesach, keep going? I'm curious, I'll give you a test on the day. Our Mishnah. Well, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Yeah, there is no other Makari. This is the Chiddush. Aim up here and I'll have Pesach. If you came on, you have to be kept so you can smack a taste of Korban Pesach. That's it, we've got Mishnah. The Mishnah came before Bavli or Yerushalmi.
Huh?
The Mishnah came before Bavli or Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi were first. And then the Bavli came to explain the Mishnah. Yerushalmi came to explain the Mishnah. But it's truth. It doesn't say clearly in the Mishnah. It's how Shmuel interpreted the Mishnah. Yeah? And the Mishnah means they mustn't lose the taste. Which Yerushalmi were you referring to? By keeping the taste. We did learn about the taste about the wine.
Water,
right.
a different type of what we had in the Rambam. But that you the reason why you shouldn't be drinking between the third and fourth course is because you lose the taste. Yeah, that's the Rambam. Okay. There was the taste of the masa. Oh, even the compressor. We had the compressor. Yeah.
Could you just clarify what he meant when he says,
it goes without saying that you shouldn't uproot yourself to go from one group to another group.
Eat without eating dinner?
No, to eat somewhere else goes without saying you can't do that because of you, the whole thing's awesome. So even in the same place you can't eat because it's another issa, an issa of losing the taste. It's all they say, Alpi Drush, the reason why you say to the Chacham in Machina Chapetzach HaFikoymon is you have to leave him with a good taste in learning. Talk to him and learn him, he should be left with a good taste. The taste of learning should stay even afterwards. That's Alpi Drush. But Shmuel says, that's what Amish has come to tell us. The taste of the Korban Pesach should continue on.
Why does it feel like to say that it goes without saying from group to group? That's not the problem.
Because he's not arguing with Rav.
Not a chiddush.
He's not arguing with Rav. He agrees with Rav. He agrees with the din of Rav. Rav told us the din of this mishnah is to tell us you're not allowed to eat from one group to another group. Shmuel's not coming to argue on that din. He just says, I know it already from a previous mishnah. So I don't need this mishnah to tell me that.
But he doesn't, the point isn't that you can't eat from one group to another group. The point is that you can't eat dessert.
You can't eat after the compensation.
Regardless of what they consume.
Right. That means, therefore he's saying, that Surah told us that when you're eating the compensation, you're not allowed to go and eat in another place. Anything.
Right.
Dessert, main course, whatever you want, you can't eat in another place.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that that's certainly also. That I know is also ready from Mishnah earlier. You can't eat in one place and then continue eating in another place. The Chiddush of this Mishnah is to tell me even in the same place you can't dessert after eating a compensation.
So he agrees that eating from place
to
place non-dessert is a problem?
Yeah, Rashi Rebuda told us that.
From a previous...
If you want to stop eating the Korban Pesach, Rebuda said you can't eat anywhere else. Right? And that's why the Shamash has to close his mouth and everything. Rebuda told us, and now we knew it in that Mishnah. So what's this Mishnah come to tell me? It doesn't need to tell me that thing, we know it already. I'm saying you, Chiddush, so even dessert you can't eat. Right. One second. Shalei yavad b'mena tama petach. Now here, this line of the Rashbam is the biggest chiddush in the world that you've learned today. Anyway, it says a fee. Why must you have a good taste? A fee shedinoi liochel b'soyif ala soiva. Since there's a din that you need to eat the korban pesach on the soiva. Well, we'll see what ala soiva means in a minute. V'chein kol korbonos. All korbonos. I didn't korban pesach come to Rashbam. There's no din in the korban pesach. Special din in korban pesach that you have to have the korban pesach. It's a din, korban pesach, korban chagiga, korban shlamim, every korban that you eat has to be eaten ala tzeiva, kedechtiv, lemoscho, zigdulo. But it says, and from there we learn, kederesh ha-melochim oichnim. You have to eat the korban pesach like melochim eat. Now melochim do not eat and they're hungry. They don't eat, when they eat their full. Therefore there's a din that every kodshim has to be eaten ala tzeiva. It says, that's why you're not allowed to eat after eating the korban pesach. Because if you're eating after the korban pesach, it means that you obviously were not full. And therefore you can't eat. That's what he's saying on the chiddush. I mean, the taste, it doesn't mean the taste. You mustn't take away the taste, meaning you mustn't eat afterwards because you must be full. So this chiddush of the Rashbam.
That's eating the shkia too?
Yeah, he doesn't talk about shkia, but.
Oh.
He doesn't talk about shkia. He's talking about here and dessert. So, a whole bunch of chiddushim in this Rashbam. Number one, the Rashbam learns that Korban Pesach, there's no din, special din about Korban Pesach. The din by every single korban. Every single korban. What happens if there's not enough meat of the Korban Pesach to go around? What do you do?
How are we defining our thing? How are we defining
defining it.
Full or eat it to get full?
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that point first. It's a good point. What does it mean that you have to have the Korban Pesach al ha-seva? What does it mean al ha-seva? Does it mean to say that you have to be full before you start? Or does it mean that you must be full by the time you finish with the Korban Pesach? What does al ha-seva mean? On a full stomach. On satiation. That's the literal translation. You have to eat the Korban Pesach on satiation. Doesn't mean it doesn't make any sense. So that's the literal translation. So what does that mean? Does it mean to say you have to be full before you start, or does it mean that you have to be full by the time you finish? So, from the Rashbam already we have an answer. What does Rashbam say? We have to eat like the kings eat. Yeah? Kings only eat once they're full already. Well, they've got a full stomach the whole time. No. Kings fill themselves up, but they don't go hungry. So from the Rashbam itself over here, you see, Allah says it doesn't mean that you have to eat once you're already full. Rather, Allah says that means you have to make sure that by the time you finish, you will be satisfied. You will not be hungry. There's other eyes for this thing, this as well. This is the real chat. There's other eyes, those that have stuff iron in the Gemara, some access in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses when you bring the Korban Chagiga. When did you bring Korban Chagiga? Korban Chagiga was not obligatory, meaning it was not something which had to be brought every Pesach. So we're talking about Korban Chagiga of Erev Pesach. So you used to bring a Korban Chagiga of Erev Pesach. It was called Chagigas Yud Dalet, the Chagiga of the 14th. So they would bring the Chagigas Yud Dalet sometimes. So when would they bring it? So the Mishnah ends up Samach Tes Amud Beis 69b. Samach Tes Amud Beis says like this. When would they bring the Korban Chagiga? I don't know if you have it, yeah? I wonder. Probably not. So it's just a small thing I'll say about that. So when would you bring the Korban Chagiga? And it says, Korban Chagiga would not be Zeicher Shabbos, so you'd only bring it b'chol, only in the weekday. You'd only bring it if you'd be able to eat it b'tayah, because Korban Chagiga was not allowed to be eaten b'tumah. Korban Pesach, if the tzibur were tamei, you could eat it when you're tamei. But Korban Chagiga, you couldn't. But the mu'at, and only if there wasn't enough food in the Korban Pesach to go around. If there wasn't enough food in the Korban Pesach to fill everyone up, so then you would have to bring a Korban Chagiga to do that. What would the Korban Chagiga do?
It's
supplemented. That means the Korban Chagiga wouldn't fill me up. I would have after that a Korban Pesach. Right? So here we have a Korban that doesn't fill you up. And the Rashbam tells us that every Korban has to fill you up. So the Maskalak Zayla Ugdullah, every Korban has to fill you up. It's not true. It's Korban Chagiga, which he doesn't.
Look, if you eat it on its own, maybe.
Huh?
So Rashbam would say, if you eat it on its own, if you eat the Korban on its own, it has to fill you up. Here you've got two Korbanos.
He says, since I know I'm going to eat something else, therefore this Korban doesn't have to be filled.
I think so. Combined.
Okay, fair enough. Could say that, but then it's not every korban that you're saying. It's when you're eating a collection of korbanos, make sure you're full at the end. Taisus over here, Daf Kuf Chaf, which we haven't learned. Taisus Daf Kuf Chaf tells us, he's got a question that why do we need to come on to the Yushami? Says the reason why you must eat the Korban Pesach al ha-seva. Why must you eat Korban Pesach al ha-seva? Yushami doesn't say because of the reason of the Rashbam. No, it's not Yushami. Yushami says because otherwise we worry the person might come to break the bones. The person's hungry and there's not enough meat to go around, and he's going to have to try and scratch every last bit. I'll come to break the bones. That's what the Yushami is.
So how do you eat it? What does Allah say for
me? There has to be enough meat there to fill me up. If I know there's enough meat there to fill me up, I won't be hungry again. There's less of a concern, or there's no concern, I'll come to break the bones. You only break the bones if you know that you've got to try and cup every last morsel, because you're still hungry. So you'll come to break the bones, try to get every last drop. But if, like me, eating the Korban Pesach, I'll be
there's enough meat for me to eat, so I'll be satiated, and there's no concern that I'll have to break the bill.
What source shows us the other way? What source shows us the other way where you have to eat it satiated already?
No. It's a mistake that people make. Al HaSeva, people think, means you have to be satiated already. It's a mistake. It's not true. There's no such thing. Al HaSeva means I have to satiate. So Tosfos brings down here a different law. Not like what the Rambam says. Tosfos says the reason why you must eat the Korban Pesach in a manner that you will be satiated is because otherwise it's a concern you'll break the bones. The question is, why do you need that reason? What's wrong with this posuk? What's wrong with the reason? It's done. That every korban has to be eaten. Every korban you have to eat in a manner of malchus. That's what Rashi brought a pasuk. Masha l'dula. Every korban has to be eaten in a manner of malchus. So why do we need a new reason? A reason of you shouldn't come to break birds. So Tosfos says that the only din, this din that you have to eat like kings eat, is only if you're eating from the shulchan of Hashem. Eating kotchim, which comes from Hashem, most of all the koyim, the chatos, things like that, that is a din you have to eat in a manner of honor for Hashem. But something which isn't eaten from the shulchan of Hashem, the korban pesach, which is every person who crosses his stick of korban, there's no din that you have to eat it. The gula, there's no din that you have to eat it in a manner of like kings eat it. And therefore, you need a new reason why you can't eat the korban pesach. Why you have to eat the korban pesach ala seva. Again, let's sum up what I said, and then we'll come back to Chagiga. The Rashbam says the reason why korban pesach has to be eaten ala seva is because it has to be eaten in the manner that kings eat, just like any other korban. The Rambam brings down, the Gemara brings down, it's more mincha. The korban mincha has to be eaten megzula, has to be eaten ala seva. Why is korban mincha to be eaten ala seva? Special din that you have to treat kotshim in a respectable manner like kings eat. Yerushalmi says korban pesach has to be eaten ala seva. Why? You shouldn't come to break birds. So why do you need that reason? What's wrong with the reason that the Rashbam says? Right? What's wrong with the reason by Menachos? By Menachos, there's no risk of breaking bones. Why is there no risk of breaking bones by Mincha?
It's not an animal,
right? Flour. There's no risk of breaking bones by Mincha. And yet, you have to eat it on a Seva. So you see, Kavanah is to eat it on a Seva, like the Rashbam says. So why do we need a new reason that you come to breaking bones? You might come to break bones. Says Tosfos, he says, if you haven't understood Tosfos, you will understand. Says Tosfos, he says, this halacha that you have to eat ala seva, this halacha that you have to eat like the kings eat, the moshka, the gdol, you have to eat like the kings eat, is only regarding those that you eat mishulchan rabbi. Shelo yetze mishulchan rabbi rov. You shouldn't leave the table of Hashem hungry. Not covered. So if you're eating, I'd say, a korban chatos or korban mincha. So where do you meet receive a mincha from Hashem? That's something which the kohen eats. It's something which has got kedusha to it. Such a thing. If you eat it and you go away hungry, that's like a desire for Hashem. Your own process, like a korban which you brought, korban psachim, which is not mishulchan rabbi, something which every yochid can eat. It's not something which is dafka through the kohenim. It's not something dafka which has got extra gzus on it. It's a simple korban pesach, something which everyone eats. There's no din that you have to eat it ala seva because of the reason of like the kings eat it, and we have to find a new reason why we have to eat the korban pesach ala seva. The reason is because you might come to break birds, right? That's what Tosfos says. Right, so you got it?
Yeah, which pasuk was it?
Kufchaf amud aleph zivimas maftirin. The next omen that we have. Kufchaf amud aleph zivimas maftirin. That's what Tosfos writes. So again, according to Tosfos, why korban pesach are we eating ala seva?
So we don't break bones.
We don't break bones. Why mincha do we have to eat ala seva?
Because it's a shulchan Hashem.
why do we need to come on to breaking bones if we have the other reason of Shulchan Hashem? I'm saying Shulchan Hashem is only applicable with Korbanos, which are Mishulchan Kavayek, as often things that you get from Hashem. But Korban Pesach isn't like that. Right?
And that also applies to other, is it limited to Korbanos for Kohanim, or would it also apply to Purim and various other their gifts for the
Kohanim? Not Truma things. The things which they get from the Mizbeach, that they've got to eat. Something which is the Lashon of Chazal, Mishulchan Gavoya, Mishulchan Gavoya Kozochu. Something which the Kohanim get from the Shulchan Gavoya, from the Mizbeach, that they have to eat like kings eat. Right? The Mashkar Gzula have to eat it over. Something which isn't like that, Korban Pesach, which isn't like that, that's you don't get from the Mizbeach. Every Yochid can eat. So in the Mela, there's no din, they have to eat it in an honorable way. Right, it's a good question that. And the answer is that the risk of breaking bones is only in a case when a person's still hungry and trying to get the last remaining thing from it, so he'll break the bone to get it. And somebody who's full by the end of eating says no risk, he's going to break the bone to get the last scrap or the marrow even inside it. Yet there's no risk for that. Right? So far so good. We've had Korban Pesach, two pshatim. Why Korban Pesach? I said we had the Rashbam and we had the Tosfos. From the Rashbam, the reason why Korban Pesach has been our seva is like every other korban, like a mincha. And according to Tosfos, because half of the damage.
Why do you?
Why every korban has to eat in our seva? The maskol of dula, because you have to eat like the kings eat. It's not right to go away from Hashem's shulchan hungry. The lama team, it's not covered.
Why does it have to be last? Why does it have to be last?
What do you mean the last?
The last bit.
Who says the last thing? Who says that to be the last thing? Well, going back to the Rashbam. The din, according to Rashbam, telling you that the din is that when you finish eating, you have to be satisfied. So if you're going to have something else afterwards, then I wasn't satisfied from this Korban Pesach. Shut up, but the din is that when you eat the korbanos, you have to leave the korbanos in a manner that you're full. Not that I have to fill out myself up some other way. Now, if somebody leaves the king's table, he doesn't say, oh, well, I'm so hungry, let's open the freezer and find out what else I can eat. Don't do that, right? But not Hashem's food. Not Hashem's food. The korban is what is the davar kodesh here. So if I'm eating my korban pesach, I say, oh, I'm still hungry, let's look around for some other food. Oh, there's some nice brownies in the freezer, let's cool myself up. That's not covered, Hashem. So the Mela says the Rashbam, it has to be the last thing you eat. Right? Because you have to be full.
The honey master, the
honey. Oh, we haven't got that yet. So yeah, that's coming up. One second. I just want to make sure we're clear on these points, because this is a bit coming together. Rashbam told us the reason why the Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala tshuva was because every other korban, just like any other korban, has to be that when you've eaten it, you're full. So too the Korban Pesach has to be the same.
So why does it have to stay? Does the
mission
say it has to be
in Al-Sova? No. All the mission says you shouldn't eat anything else afterwards.
So where do we know? There's no
mission
that says you have to eat
Al-Sova? There's no mission that says the word Al-Sova. So Gemara and the Ayin on that.
Oh,
so Gemara. Yeah, there's no mission that says Korban Pesach has to eat Al-Sova.
According to Rashba, it's those words that written Al-Sova.
Right.
The same question that we had for
Yeah, good Arya.
Christmas this year.
Very good Arya. Yeah, good Arya, which everyone's asked. Why is the Gemara singling out the Korban Pesach that has to be eaten on a Seder? So,
we're talking about the Korban Pesach.
Yeah, it's a din by every Korban has to be eaten on a Seder. Every Korban has to be eaten on a Seder. So why do you single out the Korban Pesach?
It's the Sugya, it's a reminder that this is how you eat it.
Huh?
It's the Sugya that we're in, and it's a reminder of how you eat it.
So, Ramosa says he's not soon as far from your question. It's a din every korban. It's a din by Minchah, a din by Shlomim. So you don't need to sing it out. Say it once in Shas, and that's enough. That's what the Rambam's are. You either accept it or you don't. We'll have the Mahalach by the end anyway, even if it comes in the wrong. Now I want to make sure this is all clear. According to Rashbam, the reason why Korban Pesach has to be eaten on a Seder was what's the reason? No, that wasn't according to Rashbam. Because Rashbam, every single korban has to be eaten on a Seder. Why? Because you have to eat it like the king's eating. That's what Rashbam says. Right? But we know, we've heard elsewhere, and Tosafot says it over here, that the reason why Korban Pesach has to be eaten on a Seder is because you'll come to break the bones. So the question
they
is...
They hold that it's because it's not on the Messiah.
Oh, so the question is, why does Tosafot need to come onto a new reason? Tosafot asks this question. Why do Yerushalmi have to come onto a new reason? Answer is, because it's not from the Mizbeach Kazoch. It's not Mishulchan Gavoya Kazoch. Now Tosafot asks the obvious question. There, Tosafot asks it. The Chagiga. Why are we not worried? Chagiga is your dad, you might come to break the bones. Chagigas Yudalet is not eaten on a Seder. Right? Chagigas Yudalet is not eaten on a Seder. How do I know that? Because the whole point of eating Chagigas Yudalet is to get to be able to eat the Korban Pesach on a Seder. That means Chagigas Yudalet is not on a Seder. Right? If you eat too much and then you shall eat the Korban Pesach, that's Achilles Gas. So what you have to eat? You have to eat Achilles Pesach, Achilles Chagigas. And then you'll come to eat the Korban Pesach. Just for the Korban Pesach. So it's not on a Seder. So why are you worried you'll come to break bones? No, there's halacha also. Tosafot brings down that you're not allowed to break the bones. There's halacha you're not allowed to break the bones. There's opinions that say you're not allowed to break the bones on Chagigas Yudalet. So why aren't we worried? So Tosafot there is that Chagigas Yudalet is an older animal. Korban Pesach has to be less than a year old. So its bones are soft. So there's a risk of breaking bones. Chagigas Yudalet, there's less risk of breaking bones. But that's Tosafot's thing. But you see in Tosafot, clearly, Chagigas Yudalet was not eaten ala Seder. It's mukach, that's the whole idea. We eat the Chagigas Yudalet in order to eat the Korban Pesach ala Seder. It means Chagigas Yudalet was not eaten ala Seder. The question is, why not? What happened to the din that Korbanos you have to eat ala Seder?
Oh,
very good. Very, very good. Says Rabbi Yeshua. Excellent. Rabbi Chaim Brisk said this. But Lachay is also a friend of Tosafot. That Chagigas Yudal is also not Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. It's also only, it's also every person's own personal food. It's also not limited to the Kohenim. So Mela, since it's not that din, so din the Kohenim eating it, every person's own food, so Mela, there's no din that has to be eaten on a Seder. There's no din that has to be eaten on a Seder because it's not something which is from Shulchan Gevayah. Right? That's Gishmak in consultations. We have a Gemalding in Mahara. Consultations. Pesach. What's the din by Pesach? Why do you have to eat a Pekdusha? Why do you have to eat on a Seder? Consultations. Break your birth. Consultations. Doesn't have to be eaten on a Seder. Why not? Because it's not Shulchan Gevayah. There's no risk. That's right. There's no risk. And there's no din. Why does every mincha have to be eaten ala Seder? Special din makosim. Why does that special din not apply by mincha, by Korban Pesach, and doesn't apply by Chagiga? Because those are not Mishulchan Gevayah Kazoch. That's what Tosafot says.
mitzvah has to be offered
even close. Alaseva.
Alaseva. And if there's another korban that someone is saying, if you have a tension between the mitzvah and, let's say, a chatas, and both in front of the kohen, then
a nice shayla, halacha. Good shayla. A good shayla. So that's what's coming out from Tesis, which is Gishmak. Chagiga, we know, was not eaten ala seva. So now let's plug that back all into the Hashbam. Hashbam told us why Kohen Pesach has to be eaten ala seva. Why?
Like kings.
Like every Kohen. Kings. Yeah, like every Kohen, like kings. No, what's the obvious question on the Hashbam? Oh, what about Chagiga? If there's a din that every carbon has to be eaten on a soiva, so what about Chagiga? Chagiga's not eaten on a soiva.
Maybe the
Rashbam
is saying, well, if it's a combination of
them. Right, okay, I hear. So says that Bernard, it's not a Sukhan Gavarka, therefore, but nor was
Pesach.
And Pesach, it says, he said the reason is because they have to eat like kings. So you see, the Rashbam holds even things that are not Sukhan Gavarka, therefore, have to be eaten in a satiation manner. So what's the din? Why about Chagiga not? So the Muslims got his terrace, but I hear. Isn't that possible? Mashkar Gdula by every carbon or breaking bones, not possible. Yeah, there's an instance of breaking bones, that's the possible. That's the most issue of it. But the din that you have to eat because you're worried they might break the bone, that's the Rishon. So Mamela, we're a bit stuck in this Joshua. That's why I told this Joshua. Is the biggest Kiddush in the world. He's learning that Korban Pesach, the reason why you must eat it ala seva, is not because you might come to break bones. It's the reason of the old reason, the general reason by every Korban, even though it's not Mishlochim Gavoy Kazachu, every Korban needs to be eaten ala seva. So Hagigas Yedaleh is difficult. How's the Rashbam answer? Right, so the answer, I think, is my own answer, and the Moshe is suggesting his own answer. This is my own answer, that the Rashbam holds that you only have this din of Kedech HaMelochim on things that you are obligated to eat. Something which was a mitzvah, which is a chiyuv to eat, then there's a din of Kedech HaMelochim. So a mincha, yeah, the chiyuv to bring this mincha, all korbanos, but Kom Chagiga is circumstantially requiring me to bring it. If I need to eat the Korban Pesach, I'll say, so I'm going to bring this along. So it's not really a Korban which has that level of Chashivas to it. Chagigas Yudalit. There, Dafka the Rashbam was told that you don't have to eat Ala Seva, because it's only Rishus, there's no Chiv Gomor to bring it. Because you bring, you shecht it on Yudalit, and you eat it, because it can't be Devi Yotta. Yeah. It's called Chagigas Yudalit, you shecht it on Yudalit.
You eat it the next day, is that what
you eat it at night, you eat it with the Kompetas. Yeah. So it's called Chagigas Yudalit, because when you shecht it, it's on Yudalit. Right? So that is the Choyah Pshat in this Rashbam. So again, the Chiddush Rashbam tells us the reason why Korban Pesach has to be eaten ala seva is because every other korban. The other Chiddush in this Rashbam in Pshat is he brought in this idea that you shouldn't lose the taste. Why do you add in the end? Why do you talk about you shouldn't lose taste? Anyone was argued on this? He says, the Korban Pesach, you mustn't eat anything afterwards, shouldn't lose its taste. Why? Because you have to eat ala seva. There's two different reasons he's put in one sentence. Shouldn't lose its taste because you have to eat ala seva. If it's a din, you have to eat ala seva. And that's the reason, it's not because you shouldn't lose its taste. Here's the reason because you shouldn't lose its taste, then don't need to bring the reason ala seva.
You wouldn't want to eat anything else after your taste.
Right, so it's nothing to do with that you shouldn't lose its taste.
It's Damadin.
That's why we eat it to satiation, so you don't want to eat something else to lose the taste.
But the reason why we eat to satiation is because like every korban needs to be eaten like that.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you come onto the series about not losing taste?
The point of not losing taste is that you only get the feeling of the feeling of seeing
that trying to
ask
right, right, okay. But that's within my every korban. Every korban needs to be, every korban you need to eat until satiation, right? The moshal gdula. Says the Rashbam. Kombeth is no different than any other korban. So why do you bring in about not losing taste? I understand that. Then why is the Rashbam saying two different reasons? Rashbam says, so you're about men of Tama Pesach. Well, the fish, the dino, the offer, the seva, and the seva. He mustn't lose its taste because the din is, you have to eat the ala seva. What's the connection between the two? He shouldn't lose the taste because the din is, you have to eat the ala seva.
Because?
So why do you need two reasons then? How do you know there's two reasons? If there's anyway a reason about the korban, korbanis, how did you know there's a reason you mustn't lose your taste? Who told the Rashbam this chiddush?
The Mishnah.
The Mishnah said that you must eat after the kevah. Why? Because you have to eat ala seva. Right? In the Mishnah could be because of that. How does he know that there's two reasons here? How does he know there's a reason also of you mustn't lose its taste? Some people ask this kasha. The method's a bit difficult in the Rashbam. Seems to be the Rashbam learns that in the pasuk. The pasuk that says that you must eat in a manner that you're full. Why? Why is there such a din? So because the idea is that the taste should continue on. So chiddush. Why do we need the Rashbam to tell us to in a pasuk? What's wrong with the fact you shouldn't be leaving the king's table hungry? So no, that's what he seems to say. Since then you have to eat ala seva, and all korbanos that way. Therefore, you must make it in a way that you won't lose your taste. Now, that's the other kush in this Rashbam. So let's be mistaken what we saw in this Rashbam. Rashbam starts off saying that according to Shmuel, the Vata, you shouldn't have dessert afterwards. And then the Rashbam says the reason why mustn't you have dessert afterwards? Says he, because you shouldn't lose the taste, and because all korbanos, including korban pesach, have to be eaten ala seva. All korbanos, including korban pesach, have to be eaten ala seva. So we mentioned, saying a gewaltige chiddush here, that korban pesach as well has to be eaten ala seva, just like a korban mincha. It's a chiddush of the Rashbam, because he learns that all korbanos, including korban pesach, not dafka things that you get mishloch from gavoya, not dafka things that kohenim eat, all korbanos have to be eaten ala seva. Kama chagiga, we discussed. Kama chagiga, maybe since there's no chiyuv, therefore doesn't have to be eaten ala seva. And the other, we've got this Rashbam that he seems to be putting together two reasons: you shouldn't lose the taste, and you should eat ala seva. So let's carry on. Any others before we carry on next Rashbam?
Yeah, just to try to explain it, maybe that we understand what the Shiloh Yavavi Menu has come. There's a din that you need to have this, the time continue, that you have to end with this time. But the second thing is that you should know leftovers. So, but it's not so much of a reason, but it's just kind of feel like since there's a halakha that you need to fill yourself up, be melee, you're not going to end up wanting to eat anything else. And you shouldn't be in a matzias where you're eating anything else because there is a halakha that you need to be full. So you won't come, there shouldn't be such a matzias that you should be eating afterwards, because there's a different halakha that you're supposed to be full. Well, how could it be that you're eating?
So if I have that halakha, then I don't need that anymore. If I have the halacha that you have to be full,
right,
then I don't need the first part about having the tongue. It's on the gear. I have to be full.
No, but the second one is more of just kind of like, it's not telling you the halacha that you cannot eat dessert because you have to be full. It's telling you, since you have to be full, in melee you won't come to the theater of eating dessert. It's not really... It's not strong,
see that. Any other arrows on the Rashbam before we...
There is an issue that with the korban itself, everybody has to be registered for the korban.
Right.
And one korban has to go around lots and lots of people.
Right.
And therefore, the amount of the korban that you like to eat will not be much more of a desire. It will not mean, for me, you're not out of soda if you're just having that. So you have to have a korban to eat to start with. That is not limited in as many as you like.
Right.
That will give you enough to be able to do the korban.
I don't know if you'll notice that John is over the age of 40 and he's really into Kabbalah now. I'm not yet there. Abba, Kash Moshe Rav. Kash Moshe Rav. Well, who's Abba? He says, Adelai Eli, who's Laila Abba? Who's Abba? Says Rashi. It says Rashbam. Kash Moshe Rav. His name was Rav. His name was Abba. Out of the cover, he's Koyan Ose Rav, the bottle. As out of honor, they called him Rav. Yeah, yeah. Now Ashman's just explaining what these words Abba meant.
Not his actual father, it's actual brother.
No. His name was Abba. Like we have an Abba here in the Kila. Abba Kroningberg, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Abba's the name. Because maybe it's not Abba. Not so common. That doesn't really make a difference.
A special person walking by, you'll say, Daddy.
So, and his name is
Abba. You call him Rav.
Hello, because he's Korean Easter Rav in Bovel. As of honor, they called him Rav in Bovel. Hochi. Just like they called Rebuda Anossi in Eretz Yisrael Rabbeinu, so to in Bavel they called Abba Rav. And that's also quite apparent in Shkita's Chulin. Domina Manri Sidra Bavel, who is the head of the yeshiva in Bavel. And the Gemara said Abba Aricho. Rav Mari was referring to Rav. Shahaya Rav Oruch Vidor. Rav was the tall man in his day. He was known as Abba Arichal, the tall Abba. So you see that Rav's name was Abba. Kedaminim Sechet Nida. Rabbi Yechon Kishmol. So end of Rashbam. Rabbi Yechon Kishmol Sele El Ashay Rogil Ve'ilu Bikinosadar. Rabbi Yechon, who said that means Tamarim and things like that, he agreed to serve Shmuel. There's no argument to it. Just each one's picking their dessert. Shmuel said, my mushrooms and Rav's young pigeons. And if everyone said, my tamarim, but we all agree, says Rashbam, that you don't have to have dessert after eating your main, after eating kompes. So, that is the sugya until here. Parul? It's quite a complicated sugya. Clear? We have Afikoimon, Emafdin Achapes, Afikoimon, Machlekes, Rav, and Shmuel, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? That what, I'm sure, what's Rav say? What's Pshat in the Mishnah? I'm sure. Rav. Afikoimon. What does it mean? After Pesach, he can't afikoimon. You can't go to another place to eat. You can't do that because as of concern you'll come to eat the kompesach in another place, and if you eat the kompesach in another place, it's awesome. And what's the pshat according to Shmuel and Bernard? Shouldn't eat anything after eating kompesach because it has to be eaten on a seva, yes, has a taste, whatever the vast behind that was. Is there any machlokes between Rav and Shmuel and Din? Because I love it. Is there any machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? Tell me, pshat in the Mishnah of machlokes. Is there machlokes between Din between Rav and Shmuel? The Moshe says no. Anyone want to give a taste? Shmuel agrees with Rav. You can't go and eat in another location.
Mm-hmm.
Rav, according to Rav, you can eat that in this location.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So according to Rav, there's only an issue about going elsewhere. But in this location, you can eat what you want. According to Shmuel, there's an issue even eating dessert after. So our halacha, which we know, we pass them that you can't eat any dessert after eating. After came on, it's passing like, passing like Shmuel. Right. Omar, is that Shmuel? No?
Sorry,
you don't
need that.
Right, Afikoman is dessert.
The definition of Afikoman.
No? Yeah,
Afikoman
means dessert, yeah.
According to Shmuel. So when you said you can't eat anything after
Afikoman, right, that's
according to Shmuel.
That, no, that's what we spoke about yesterday, yeah. That the word Afikoman is a misnomer. What we eat, the matzah we eat, is, and it's, well, we call it Afikoman. We said the verse says we call it Afikoman because it's as sweet for us as the sweet dessert that Shmuel was talking about. Right? So we have adopted its name.
That's it.
Yeah. No, that's my Rav the Momenus. Rav the Dinish will be sweet. Rav the Momenus and Shmuel will be sweet. Rav the Dini or Shmuel will be sweet.
It's true.
Is that what you're saying? It's true. Tanan, let's do another a little bit more of a command. Because all this is discussions when we had the Midosh 2,000 odd years ago. When we had the Midosh, but nowadays we don't have the content of it. Is the din the gear nowadays as well? Zog the Gemara, Tanan. Ein Mavtirin, Acha, Pesa, Acha, Omer, sorry, Omer, Yud, Omer, Shmuel. Ein Mavtirin, Acha, Matzah, Apikoimon. You're not allowed to eat anything after the Matzah. Even after matzah, you can't have your dessert. Why did I say it's dessert and not you can't eat in another location?
I'm a Shmuel.
Very good. So this is really the name of Shmuel. So Mela, he must become telling me this then about dessert. So you can't eat after the matzah after Kiva. Read the Gemara Kasha. Snap. The Mishnah said, not like you. Ein Maftirin Acha Pesach Afikoman. The Mishnah said clearly, you can't eat after the Pesach Afikoman. Mashma Acha Pesach Udaloi. Aval Acha Matzah Maftirin. After Matzah you can. She said, is there a negative? Negative reviewed on the Shmuel. Reviewed on the Shmuel said you can't even eat after matzah. Nowadays, you can't eat after matzah dessert. Okay, so there it says not, there's only after Pesach. What should be the chiluk between Pesach and matzah? Why only after Pesach is such a din and not after matzah? The bones only negar, or the din of the korbanos, and the Rashbam says only negar by Kohen Pesach.
The time of the Pesach
needs to be
the last time.
But why do the time of the Pesach have to be the last time? Says Rashbam, because the din of the korbanos, it must be done, but that's not again by matzah.
Hmm.
Right? So Mashman and the Mishnah is only by Kohen Pesach, not by matzah. So he says, no, let me be Kama. The Mishnah means to say, hey, not only. Let me be Acha Matzah. It doesn't need to be said. It goes without saying. Let me be Acha Matzah. It goes without saying after Matzah, the Loi Ochal. The Loi Nofish Tomei doesn't have a good taste, a strong taste.
Right.
Then suddenly you shouldn't eat afterwards. Why shouldn't you eat afterwards? Because you'll be losing the taste of the Matzah.
And you don't really have to teach that, but it's obvious.
Yeah. Well, by me telling you the second din, you'll be able to know the first. Avlacha Pesach, but after the Pesach, the Nofish Tameh, it's got a very strong taste, a pungent, strong taste. And that is not going to go away. Less on bar. It shouldn't be a problem to continue eating. Kamashalon. There's a problem to continue eating even after Kom Pesach. Even after Kom Pesach, there's a problem to continue eating. Even though there's a taste there, it's a strong taste, it's harder to get rid of that taste. Kamashalon. Even though it's harder to get rid of the taste, you're not allowed to eat after Kom Pesach. And therefore, well, no, you're not allowed to eat after the carbon, after the matzah is wrong. Let's see, Ashba. Right. Right. That's what I wanted you to cut, to point out. Acha Pesach Udeloi, Ochel Bizman, Mr. Acha Pesach Udeloi, Rashbam with third last line. Acha Pesach Udeloi, Ochel Bizman, Deke Pesach. After Kom Pesach, you shouldn't eat anything else when we had the Kom Pesach. Tein Euchen Apikoimon. We shouldn't eat afikomim in dessert. Acha Pesach v'matzah imoy. After eating Pesach and the matzah which you would eat with the Pesach. Aval acha matzah v'loy Pesach, masiyim, but mashlach from the Mishnah. If you have matzah without the Kom Pesach, you would be able to eat it afterwards. So which you have to know is v'loy mibokom. So I want you to think about this point which Avraham is pointing out. This whole shva which the Gemara gives only makes sense if the whole issue was taste. If the issue is because the Moshe Gdola, you have to eat korbanos like you're from the kings, like the kings eat makesha. If the Mishnah tells me you can't eat after Pesach, how would I know you can't eat after matzah? It's totally different. That's the Aruch Shuvah Ma'ot. That's what I was saying before, but I want you to think about it. So, wish you all a pleasant day.